Is that what I said?
The Fantasy Football Show.
I'm your host. Hope James is hosting Zoom. I'm host of the show. This is the Differential Show. Let's rock and roll, James. Let's do all of the usual shit that we do on a Friday. And then we can talk about minus 56 and all that jazz. We've got some predictions to make, mate.
Fridays are like everybody's favourite day of the week. It's like my least, I think.
That's a shit day.
I'd rather get rid of it. I need an eighth day of the week. That's what I've decided. I need an eighth day. I need in between just like a day in the middle where there's nothing. then we'll go on to Saturday, I think.
Man United, Southampton. Go on.
Oh, we're doing predictions. So of course we are, yeah. Oh, crap. I'll stay with my COTC prediction. I'll go 2-1 United.
I'm going to go 2-1 Southampton. Come on, Tate.
Have you got a United kind of rebellion issue going on? You tipped Burnley the other day as well.
They're shit, though, United. Let's be honest. They're playing well, but they're not winning games. There's a big difference. They've got a Ronaldo-shaped problem.
Do you generally think Saints will go there and win?
Yeah, I think
they're going to be knackered, mate.
They're also going to be on a high, adrenaline high. I think they're going to do it.
Okay, that's interesting.
Brentford Palace.
You know what I should do on my deadline streams where I have my correct score predictions? I should ask Cap to update it so I can put yours on there as well.
Brentford Palace.
I'm not sure if Tony's going to make it. So I'm going to go a draw. If Tony makes it, I think Brentford might win. I'm going to go 1-1.
I think even if Tony makes it, they might not. I'm going to say 2-1 to Palace. Brentford aren't in a good way. They've been conceding a lot of goals, Brentford. That's the problem at the moment. I think it's something like 16, 17 in the last five. So
yeah, but David Reyes back in goal now, which is certainly beneficial. Just talk some nonsense for a minute, because I want to check something, which is kind of part of my point, if I can find it.
Jay, you're going to give us a stat to do with Brentford with Fernandes in goal versus Raya?
No, of course I'm not. No one cares enough, do they?
No.
I was trying to find... No, go away. What I've got, which is that Palace have only won one away game.
All season?
Yeah.
Okay.
11 goals scored. Only Norwich, Everton, Newcastle, Burnley have scored less away from home. That's not true. Tottenham have scored less.
Oh, wow. What a
But they've only... we've won four away from home. Palace have only won one. So only Burnley are the only team that hasn't won away from home yet this season.
2-1 Palace. I'm going to stick with it.
Cool. I'm going to go 1-1.
Everton Leeds.
Oh, you go first.
Away win, 3-1 to Leeds. They will leak one in at the back, but I think they'll just overrun Everton. Everton aren't going to be able to cope with Leeds.
Wow. This could be anything. It could be anything, because if Everton get it right tactically and do what I suggested towards the end of the podcast this afternoon, they might turn it round the other way in their favour. I'm not sure that they will. Mikalenko is not back. Yerry Mina's out. If Andros Townsend plays left wing back against Rafinha, oh my God.
Mm.
I'm going to go 2-1 Leeds. I'm going to be nice about it.
3-1 for me. Watford, Brighton.
Well, I've got Dennis and King up front, sir. So I'm going 0-0.
The Brighton score is supposed to be 1-1, but in this case, it's 2-1 to Brighton. And that's the fourth away win in a row I have predicted, James. 2-1 to Brighton at that one. They'll have too much quality. And
are you going to predict everyone to win away from home except
Man City, Norwich, 2-0.
I wonder if this might be 5.
2-0.
You really upset Badger, you know that, Mark.
Why?
Because you always tip Norwich to lose.
Well, they do lose most weeks, though. Mark, have a look at the table. Fucking hell.
Where are they? Are they 17th, 18th?
They're in the relegation zone again.
Because Newcastle's win.
Newcastle leapfrogged them. Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember whether I put 2-0 or 3-0, actually. Let me check. I'll go with my original when I was looking at it. What shall I go with, James? I will go with... Oh, God, so unprepared. And I'm more prepared than last week, you know that. I am going to go for 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0, same as me. City have a way they just get... They do enough. They don't overexert themselves. They
think they're...
three-quarter pace. They just go through the motions.
I think they're playing in... do you know what better way of saying it? I think they're playing with a handbrake on.
Yeah, yeah. But then they want to win the Champions League, right? So just preserve energy.
I think they're just not taking any chances of it. And they know that if they go and they... To say City compact is completely incorrect. But if they don't open themselves up and don't overly commit, what's the worst that's going to happen? I don't think they want to be in a position where suddenly they lose a game of football and it triggers a kind of a Liverpool revival. Not that Liverpool have been way off it or anything, they haven't. But yeah, I think City are going for through routine victories at the moment. Like I look at the next two and I think, in fact, I look at the next three, Norwich away, Tottenham and home, and Everton away, and I think all of them could just be like 2-0.
Mm. Burnley-Liverpool, I'm predicting a 3-0 to Liverpool in this one. I think they're gonna beat Burnley comfortably.
I'm going to go 2-0. Conditions are being important. You know, Jurgen Klopp don't like it being windy. Do you know what I mean? So check the weather forecast and stuff. I'm going to go 2-0 Liverpool.
Newcastle at home to Villa. This is my Desmond this week. I didn't predict Desmond last week, but I think this one I'm going to predict for a Desmond 2-2.
I would have really liked to have watched this, and obviously it is live on Sky, but it's obviously the same time as Tottenham, so that won't be happening for me. I think this could be quite an entertaining game. Buendia's out for Villa. Newcastle, as I said, on the pod. Well, actually, Buendia's not out. That's not true. Gerrard said he's a serious doubt. I would have thought Chukwuemeka will probably come in his place, which could mean, heaven forbid, James, talk to yourself, Jacob Ramsey might play in a higher position again. I am going to go for 1-1.
Okay. Spurs at home to Wolves.
Go on. Make my day.
1-1.
No, you wanker.
1-1. I think it's going to be a 1-1. I don't think it's going to be the most exciting day out at White Hart Lane for you either.
That's good. I agree with that bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just going to be a bit turgid.
I think if Rodrigo Bentancur doesn't start, it's going to be a rebellion in that football stadium, which I'm slightly concerned about anyway because of the Y word statement. But no, I'm going to back us. I'm going to go 1-0 to us.
Okay, fair play. We then have Leicester West Ham, the 4:30 Sky Sports Super Sunday evening kickoff.
2-1 to your mob.
I'm going to predict a 1-1.
Why are you such a bottle job? Do you do it on purpose? Because every time you do
no,
it, is that why
because
you do
we
it?
Haven't been playing well. We haven't been playing well for a few games. We weren't great against Kidderminster. We weren't great against Watford. We lost the two previous league games before that. And Leicester at home, I think the atmosphere will be good because it's the 4:30 on a Sunday. I think the atmosphere will be good. They created chances at the start of the game against Liverpool as well. And we're struggling to create enough to get over the line. I just think 1-1 is what's going to happen. And yeah, 1-1. That's what I think. I'm not going to predict us to lose, but I do think 1-1.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, Kev. Bus team. There you go, mate. Stick it on a graphic, tweet it out. Cheers, buddy.
Well, what? Not finished yet. Man United, Brighton.
Oh yeah. Don't do it yet, Kev. 2-1 United again.
Yeah, 2-1 United for me this one. I think as much as I've been negative about it, I don't think they'll win this.
Why do you think Southampton will win at United, but you don't think Brighton will?
That's a very good question. Southampton, I don't know, you'll disagree. I think they play with a higher pressing energy than Brighton.
Yes.
Brighton pass the ball around much, much tidier. And
Brighton
build
can
up playing
press very well, by the way. Just yeah. Southampton, when they're at it, can really be over the top. Like they're as good as anyone at it, pound for pound.
And Brighton, on the other hand, I think we'll look for build-up play and try and create more, and we'll get caught out. But yeah, so that's why I think the high energy in your face of Southampton will cause United more problems.
Okay.
Main teams, what are you thinking?
I'm not wavering at the moment. The intention is to buy Salah about midnight tonight for Bernardo Silva.
Just that one move?
Yeah, one free transfer. That would leave me with De Gea in goal, captain. Dalot, Trent, Cancelo, Salah. I'll probably vice-captain Salah, I should imagine. Bowen, who else do I own, Suj, in midfield?
Jacob Ramsey.
No, he's on the bench. Bowen, Jota. And who else do I own in midfield? Like, I genuinely can't remember. I'm being absolutely terrible today. Wake me up.
Trossard.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the double game week. Yeah, easily forgettable. Trossard, yeah. Up front, Dennis, King and Kane. Do you think I should play Jacob Ramsey over one and two Watford clans?
Yes.
Which one?
Dennis.
Why?
No logical reason, mate. I don't know.
You know what it is as well. Like, I'm genuinely, particularly the guys who listen to my streams will know my principal idea, and one of the reasons I have it is, he's always pick the forward, basically, unless it's like, should I pick Dennis or Laporte? No, I obviously pick the Man City player kind of thing. But if it's like Dennis or Jacob Ramsey, which principal idea is play the forward. Right? And part of it is just smash through the questions. It's become a principled idea for me. Part of the problem with this one is I obviously don't expect Jacob Ramsey's not going to do what he did in midweek every week. Clearly not. It's arguably a more challenging game for Villa offensively, particularly if Wendy is going to be out, even if that means Ramsey could play in a higher position. But that's part of the problem. Like, if I do go, yeah, do you know, I'm going to play him. Which one do I leave out? Dennis and King. I do not know what the answer to that is in terms of which one it is. And I just know that there could be a moment like that moment at West Ham where if Dennis gets the pass right, they both return. And therefore, I'm gonna stick with them.
Okay. I'm lined up with De Gea in goal, Cancelo and Trent at the back with Ben Johnson. I haven't made any transfers yet. Remember, my bench is Alonso and Rüdiger. Bowen, Gallagher, Jota, Trossard, Dennis, Ronaldo, Antonio Ronaldo with the armband. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I did send you a wildcard draft that I'd kind of put together should I wish to wildcard. It involves selling Rüdiger, Alonso and Ben Johnson, bringing in Laporte, Kilman, Tierney. Gives me more doublers for next week. It'd involve selling Billy Gilmore and bringing in Coutinho. It involves selling Antonio and bringing in Breuer, leaving me with two transfers next week to sell Ronaldo and Trossard for Mo Salah and Weghorst for the double. You said you didn't like it.
No, you sent me a wildcard team and there's a Burnley forward and a Watford forward.
Yeah, I get it. But then Watford and Burnley both have a double next week, you know?
If you, yeah, no, I do get that, but...
Think about all of the transfers. Logic. I've got Laporte coming in there. He's got Norwich this week and double City defence is the only place that we can get double City, really. Kilman and Tierney both have doubles next week and two of the better defensive sides, second and third best defences in the league, both have doubles and decent fixtures and decent price. Coutinho's bang on it right now. I just think he's a good asset to have and he's on form. Weghorst is a double. And then I've got a path to Salah and Breuer in a week from now.
I'm dying to know who you would even bench in game week 26.
Yeah, so I'd bench Laporte, Breuer, and probably Conor Gallagher with one fixture. And David De Gea, because I'll play Foster, because he's got a double fucking dickhead thinking that we have.
So, I think this is a good time to have a brief discussion about it, because it kind of forwards on a... Actually, it does. It's got nothing to do with it. I quote tweeted an account I don't know earlier, but it popped up on my timeline.
Yeah, I saw. Does this bench score more than...
And I quote tweeted it because he had... He sent a screenshot. I mean, it's a really valid kind of conversation and argument, and I don't think there's a right or wrong. So he's looking at currently at game week 26. And I don't know the rest of his team. In fact, I don't even know if it's a he. This individual. Sanchez at home to Burnley. Breuer at home to Everton. Dean and Coutinho at home to Watford. With the question being, does that bench score more than Salah? And I think, bearing in mind, they're all singles. Salah's obviously got the double. I think the answer is the bench probably scores more. However, I'd still triple captain Salah. It was one of the things, and I didn't lean it one way or the other in the quote tweet that what I said was, it's not just as straightforward as going, does this bench score more than Salah? It's a case of what's the opportunities in the future. So let's just say you worked out the bench at, you think the bench is going to get 20 points and you think Salah's going to get 18, right? Then a straightforward choice should be use the bench boost then. No. Because the opportunity down the line in terms of your expectation on a triple captain presumably would not be as big as the 18 on Mo Salah, if that's all you're predicting for him. And the bench boost that you're predicting, if you think that's 20, is also a fair chance that's going to be higher. Therefore, actually, the two negative, you'd still be better off triple captain Salah. Does that make sense?
Complete sense.
Because in 36, for example, when if you hadn't used them, you had the same decision, you're almost definitely using the bench boost. That's my point. On Monday, we looked at alternative triple captaincy options, and they ain't great. I'd probably end up going with a Chelsea defender in 28 if they get a double, definitely if they had Norwich. But we looked at the other possibilities in terms of great double game weeks, and none of them look spectacularly great at the moment. So it's not as straightforward as just going, does this bench outscore Mo Salah? That's the point. And I think it's something people should, because there's going to be other people in this situation, should think about it. That said, in your position, Sud, if you were wildcarding now, I would set up to bench boost in 26. If I was wildcarding now, and get it done. Get the very best of it, because there are some magnificent single game, to use the Sky term, single game day fixtures in 26. Villa at home to Watford, Brighton at home to Burnley, Southampton at home to Everton, West Ham at home to Newcastle, and I would throw Man City in, at home to Tottenham in that as well. Five brilliant home fixtures for teams who've only got one game.
My single game day fixtures in my bench boost that I sent to you would be the two City boys against Spurs at home, Laporte and Cancelo.
Yeah.
Jared Bowen, who is obviously at home to Newcastle. Conor Gallagher. I could easily get rid of Conor Gallagher for a doubler. And that's it. Oh, David De Gea. It's fine.
100% if I was wildcarding now. If I was starting with David De Gea, I'd be planning to go to Ramsdale in 26. It'd be part of the plan. I'd want goalkeepers with doubles. But the way you've mocked yours up is obviously... You're going with Ronaldo now, so you can reverse a minus four to get Salah. So then you factor that in as well. The fact that you're taking a hit to set you up to use a chip as well means you want even more out of the chip than you normally would. I'm not loving it, mate.
I'm going to think about it. I'm going training tonight to Fight Club. So when I come home, I will sit in the bath and decide what I'm going to do. Backup plan is just get rid of Rudiger and Alonso for Kilman and Tierney or something along those lines, you know?
You're almost at the stage now, having got this far with it, you're almost at the stage, arguably, just if you're not going to bench boost, just leave Rudiger. You're not going to have a selection headache in 26. How bad would it leave you in 27? Like, what Liverpool Arsenal have you got?
Triple Liverpool, no Arsenal as it stands.
But you probably do want some Arsenal.
But I can get Tierney.
Yeah, but 26. What I'm saying is if you get Tierney in 26, then you've got five between Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal going into 27.
What's your views on a free hit in 26?
Hate it. Legitimately hate it. Free hit 27, fine. Free hit 30, fine, obviously. Free hit 33, great. Hate free hit 26. Purely because I cannot foresee how anybody lands on that game week with a bad team. Even in your shape, with players who are hardly playing, you surely cannot miss having a good 11 in game week 26.
Yeah.
So I hate it. Because okay. what you have could easily outscore what you free hit in, right?
Shall we go through the differentials and the dead team? Let's start with the dead team, shall we?
Yeah, we had a magnificent week, Suj. That means... topped off by the magnificent captaincy of Heung-Min Son. No, it obviously wasn't a magnificent week. We scored 41 points. Captain Son, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Luke Shaw assist, John Stones clean sheet. Thanks for turning up, mate. Yeah, we're grimly hanging on at the moment. we're not actually hanging on to anything, are we? Dead team, manager of the week. Bus or bust, Agent 47. 59, that was the highest score. 31 points from Captain Mahrez and Kevin De Bruyne helped, and another 6 from John Stones. That's 37 out of 59 points. Also clean sheets for Trent Alexander-Arnold and Ben White. Wooden spoon for the dead team was Mark Meehan. It's that Dan. I feel like who used to do a number 10? Who used to do that?
I'm not sure, but that was the Top of the Pops, wasn't it?
Yeah, I literally can hear the Top of the Pops theme tune in my head. It's that Dan. No, it's gone from you. Okay, fine. 19-pointer, banging. Clean sheets for Diaz and Soufal. Super. Differential team, Suj. We scored a poor 39 points last week.
Minus clean 12. Sheets,
yeah.
39 minus 12. Yeah, get it right. 27.
Yeah, well, yeah, but we was enforced into minus 8 for a previous problem that I had to deal with. Sorry, Rob Panda. Laporte, Tierney, Robertson, clean sheets, Captain Kane, blank. Cheeky Manuel Lanzini assist as a substitute for Jared Bowen. We have 1 million in the bank, Suj, but a few issues. And I think we should probably be looking to target a Brighton player. The good news is we obviously have Sadio Mane back now, but do we think he starts Sunday?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one who watched Diaz last night. Talk to me, mate.
Yeah, I think he will.
You think Mane will start? I've not got him in my predicted team.
Okay. I think he'll start.
Okay, that's the good news. Fine. But I've got us bust at the moment, Suj, with Manuel Lanzini in the team. Do you think he'll start?
Yes, I do, because we were much better when he came on. Much better when he came on. I do think Lanzini will start.
Okay.
If it helps your decision, I'm starting him in my... No, I'm not. But I was going to... I sold him because I had money to buy Jota, actually, in my minus 56. But I was going to start Lanzini because I think he will play.
Spoiler. Right, so this is how we bust. We've got 1 million in the bank, 1 free transfer. De Gea in goal. Dalot, Robertson, Laporte. Trossard, Lanzini, Foden, Mane, Edouard, Kane, King. From that, we've got, in game week 26, all three forwards have a double. We've got Mane's got a double. We've got Robertson will have a double. De Gea will have a double. So what's that? 6. We've also got on the bench at the moment 2 Arsenal, Tierney and Saka, who obviously don't play. That takes us up to 8. Then you got the 2 Man City players. Suddenly, we're in a similar position to everyone else. We'd have a good team for game week 26 by not doing very much. The one spare sub we have at the moment is Eric Dier.
Okay.
Ruled out again. Yes, I predicted us for a clean sheet. I might be mad. I think that might say more about Wolves than what it says about my belief in Tottenham. Dier to go then. You think Lanzini's coming back in the team?
Yeah,
I think that's a straightforward transfer then, Suj. Tell me the name of the player.
That you want to buy defensively?
Yeah.
Club?
Brian.
Cucurella.
Mark Cucurella. Yeah, that's straightforward for me. I think 5.1 million, 3.7% owned at the moment. We can use him in 26 as well if we need to, that fixture at home to Burnley. So I think Cucurella in for Dyer.
Okay.
Agreed?
Yep. Happy with that.
Transfer made. Done. Now, he's obviously not sitting on the bench, so who's he coming in the team for?
Give me a midfield.
Lanzini, Foden, Mano. Up front, Edward, Kane, King. None of the three defensive players getting left out, no way.
Well, you don't think Palace are going to do bits at Brentford, so I'd say Edward.
I do think he'll come back into the team. I also don't think Watford will do anything.
Yeah, then get rid of King. Is King or Edward?
What? Do you really think Lanzini will start?
Yeah. It made a big difference when he came on, mate. We were able to keep the ball and...
What are we saying then? Bench King?
Yeah, Josh King.
All right, that gives us four doublers. Which one's getting the armband?
Go Cucurella, because you love him so much.
No, don't be silly. We're going De Gea, aren't we, yeah?
All right, if you want to go De Gea.
What do you mean, yeah, if I want to go De Gea?
Go Cucurella, live life on the wild side.
Shut up, man. We're flat third in this mini league. Come on, we can still win it.
We can win it. Okay, how much money is in it?
Depends if Peter wants a wager on it, but not really, because he's got like an 80-point lead. So, no, I don't think so.
We're coming for you.
I'll tell you what, I'll stick the vice on Cucurella just to make you happy, sweetheart.
It's for you, making you happy. You're the one that's in love with Cucurella.
Sure you don't want to start King instead of Mane? I don't think it starts, Serge.
I think Mane will.
All right, fine. I'm going to let you have that one.
Let's see.
Okay. Right, differential manager of the week was Arlo Sturman, Sky Blue Arlo, 81 points. Returns for Ramsdale, Robertson, Coutinho. He's got Coutinho and Ramsey. Lucas Moura, Kevin De Bruyne, captain. Of course, no returns for forward, as per usual. Wooden Spoon was for our friend Mark Dawney, 30 points. Only returnees were Aymeric Laporte and Craig Dawson, Serge.
Oh, nice.
Minus 56. What you got, darling?
Smashed you.
Did you?
73 points.
Wow. What did I score?
Minus points, mate. So less than 56, whatever you scored.
I don't think I did. Did I?
Did you? Let's have a look here, head to head. Maybe I'm wrong. 6 points you got. So I got 17. The league
so
now...
I got 62.
Yeah, you are 2 wins ahead of me. Only 6 points ahead of me now. The gap's closed massively.
Shut up. That's 6 points. Let me see that mini league. It can't only be 6 points, in it? You're chatting rubbish, mate.
You have a grand total of 39 points. I have a grand total of 33 points this season so far.
How can that be right? Look at the score. What? Did you like miss a week or something, mate?
No, mate. When I've beat you, I've beat you by 20. And when you've beat me, you've beat me by twos and threes.
But look at the score. I'm on 189. You're on 136. The points is for wins.
Is it?
That's a head-to-head 3 points for a win, you bunker.
I get it. It makes sense now.
I'm 53 points ahead of you.
Yeah. That makes more sense. Right. But I got returns from Edison, Cancelo. Well, back. Five all returned. Edison, Cancelo, Robertson, Trent, and Aaron Creswell. Midfield, I played Jacob Ramsey. I played Jared Bowen. I played Heung-Min Son. And I had a return from Saint-Maximin up top as well. Only two blankers in the entire team. Blanker number one, Odson Edouard. Blanker number two, Mohamed Salah, captain.
Interesting. I'd be all right if I didn't keep leaving Jacob Ramsey on the fucking bench, wouldn't I?
Play him in your main team, then.
It's a revolving problem, isn't it?
Play him in your main team.
I left him on the bench of this as well. The thing is, I went to buy him to actually start him this week, and I can't. Can I? Jacob Ramsey, 14 points, and Soufal, 5 points on the bench. Returnees for me, 6 from Edison, Trent, Robertson, 7 for Elise, 11 Michael Bowen, 16 Diogo Jota.
Michael Bowen?
Is that what I said? Michael Bowen. Jared Owen, I mean.
On West Ham clips, you know, the alternative commentary, they call him Iron Bowen, as in Robin.
Yeah, Iron Robin, yeah.
Iron Bowen. But never heard it called Michael Bowen.
Jared Owen would have made more sense, really, wouldn't it? Yeah. So, what you got this week?
I have obviously gone heavily into United and Brighton because I don't give a toss about owning them next week. My triple Brighton, Cucurella, Trossard, Mope.
Yep.
My triple United, De Gea, Fernandez, Ronaldo, captain. Yep. Sprinkled in with a couple of City defenders, Laporte and Walker.
Walker, yeah, that's probably quite a sensible pick, actually. Yeah.
Single game week players up top. I've got Coutinho, I've got Diogo Jota, and I've got Mikel Antonio with Leicester. On my bench, I have Raya, just because he's cheap, Joel, Matip, Kostas, Shimikas, Josh, Brownhill. Don't care about owning any of those guys next week, which is obviously a big part of my thinking.
So, interestingly and unsurprisingly, we've gone from the same six players from Brighton and Manchester United. I also have put the captaincy on Ronaldo. I've gone treble City defensive, Diaz, Laporte and Cancelo, and very aware that they might not all start. I've also gone Joel Matip to start for Liverpool.
Okay, so five at the back, yeah?
Yeah. And my final player is Rafinha. Very quiet in midweek. He won't be if he plays against Andros Townsend tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good shout.
On the bench, Angus Gunn, just because he's cheaper than David Raya. I've got first sub, Alain Saint-Maximin.
Yeah.
I've got Daniel James and I've got Anthony Gordon. And that strong bench is based on, I think I'm going to miss that City defence somewhere. That's the thinking. So, yeah, we've only separated by four or so players this week, which isn't unsurprising. That happens more and more in double game weeks, I think, doesn't it?
Agreed. Yeah, definitely. Although in 26, obviously, because there's more teams doubling, we're likely to see a little bit more variance in the doublers.
Very true. Manager of the week, 88 points. Frank Sherman returns for Fabianski, Laporte, Robertson, Diaz, Trent, Sun captain, Jota, Bowen, Saint-Maximin, Timu Pukki. One cost him the full house, Phil Foden. Wooden Spoon was 47 points from Lamichi. Returns for Laporte, Robertson, Heung-Min Son, Elise, Jared Owen, and that's it.
Nice. That's a wrap for the differential show, peeps. Enjoy your evening. Don't deliberate too much and good luck.
It's not a wrap.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Who's your sky captain tomorrow?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
While Sudge pulls it up, I am going to say
Cancelo.
That I'm going to go with Cancelo.
I'm bored about it, but I mean, I didn't do it on what day was it? Wednesday. And I thought I might have got away with it because De Bruyne obviously did well, but they still gave the man of the match to Cancelo. So Cancelo, Salah, Webster, those are my three. Mate.
I think he's going to start. And that's the decider. As I said on Wednesday's pod, met decision afterwards, how I feel. My feeling is that he's going to start. Because Guardiola's just got too much importance on him. Like I said, they've got the handbrake on at the moment. I think it's too important. If he plays, I can't envisage it being less than a 10-pointer.
Yeah.
Do I really think Ronaldo outscores that? I think Ronaldo has to score twice to do that. He might still not outscore him if Cancelo gets a return. So I'm again, a little bit like you, reluctantly, I'm going to go Cancelo, captain.
Yeah. Sunday, Salah,
yeah.
And next week, you've got Ronaldo.
Tuesday will be Ronaldo.
I've got Webster, so I'm going to go Adam Webster.
Now you can wrap it.
Ciao for now. So have a good weekend, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks again for all your support. And remember, as James always says, play it
your way.
Indeed.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.